Major support for The Reading Life comes from Octavia Books, an independent New Orleans bookstore. Additional support comes from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette Press. Courage is a New Orleans native of many talents. He's an artist, a writer, a musician, an aspiring skateboarder. After a decade of working in publishing, he now divides his time between Brooklyn and Pittsburgh. And now he's written his first book, the middle grade novel, The Loudness. Nick Courage, welcome to The Reading Life.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you've done so many artistic things. Do you view yourself primarily as a writer or as an artist?
You know, it's one of those things where I think for a long time, especially when I was living in Brooklyn, I was trying to do a lot on a lot of fronts. So I was trying to get a band going and get art shows going and do writing as well. And there just wasn't enough time to do any of them really well. So now I'm focused on writing. So now definitely just a writer.
Great. And you were originally very interested in comics, which may account for this very appealing cover.
Yes. You know, comic book fandom came relatively recently for me. Only over the course of the past few years, I was working in adult literary publishing when I started sort of moonlighting during my lunch hours, going to Midtown Comics and just exploring, picking up Batman and then kind of getting into the more indie comics. And that became a real inspiration to me when I was writing this book.
Now, as you mentioned, you worked on some very literary books in your years in publishing. So what drew you to writing fiction for younger readers?
I think I was moonlighting reading comics at lunch, and I was also sort of getting back into skateboarding, and there was just a real adolescent drive that was emerging in me.
Yeah.
As my career was getting more and more serious, and I think it was just a natural progression of that. I've always sort of felt emotionally 13 years old, and so I think I was writing for my truest self.
Well, you may stay emotionally 13 for a long time. I know I have, so. Oh, now you grew up with a mother who loves to read, I know. So did you always think you'd do something kind of literary with your life?
I did always think that I was going to do something literary with my life. My challenge was that for a long time I thought that something literary was just going to happen. And it took a lot of time of sort of literary things not happening before I realized that it was something that I was going to have to make happen.
Mm-hmm. Now, this title, The Loudness, is provocative. It's a wonderful title. So tell us about it, and tell us about the world of Henry Long, your protagonist.
Sure. I came up with the title for The Loudness before I actually knew what I was going to write about. My original idea was going to be to have a book that didn't follow the typical structure of beginning, climax, denouement. I wanted a book that started at zero and then just kind of amped up every chapter, all rising action until the last page, turning the volume all the way to 11. So that was sort of The Loudness, and that was the overarching structure. And then within that, there are themes of loudness and silence that kind of played out naturally. So there's the silence of being marginalized or ignored, or just the silence of being a bored kid in a dusty attic. And then there's the loudness of raising your voice and being heard. So that's where the title comes from. In terms of the story itself, The Loudness is basically my attempt at a realistic superhero origin story. It's set in a beleaguered coastal city that's been ravaged by storms and is largely ignored by a federal government that has its own problems and agendas. It's a fictional city, but I think probably a lot of your listeners may recognize shades of New Orleans.
Absolutely. Yes.
So there's definitely, you know, a version of St. Charles Avenue and a version of Ladder Library. And I think the importance of art and music in the book will probably feel familiar. And also the culture of resilience that informs so much of the loudness, to me, is really New Orleans.
Well, and you also have Henry Long, your protagonist, trace his ancestry back to a famous political family.
Yes, I'm named in the book. But, you know, I've always been a fan of Everyman a King, so I had to put that in there.
So tell us a little bit about Henry Long, your protagonist, who traces his ancestry back to a famous Louisiana politician and who has a pretty complex personality and life.
Yes, in the loudness, I wanted to write a book in which a superhero emerged from the most unlikely person. And that happens in a lot of comic books. But in this book, I wanted it to be something that didn't happen overnight. And my challenge was to really make it feel plausible so the reader was on the character with that journey. And so Henry, my 13-year-old protagonist, has a makeshift heart. It's an artificial heart that was sort of the best the doctors could do under the circumstances. And at the beginning of the novel, his heart is giving him a lot of trouble. He's fainting. He's interfering with radio reception. And that's really the seed of his story. And from there, it's really kind of a Tin Man story where Henry has to go on this epic journey to find his heart.
So here we are in this dystopian kind of landscape that a lot of local readers will recognize, of course. What was the appeal of writing that landscape for you? And what do you think is the appeal of it for young readers?
When I was writing The Loudness, dystopian is a label that was applied to it well after it was sold, actually, for sort of marketing copy reasons. When I wrote it, I was just seeing it as sort of a near future novel, a possibility, not really a dystopian. So I was really kind of attempting a kind of realism. In terms of the appeal of dystopians for kids, I think it's just fun to feel safe while you're reading a book and all these horrible things are happening in the pages and you're safe in your bed. That's always been the appeal for me. And it's sort of a safe place to sort of explore the extremes of the world and the worst case scenarios.
Well, you know, they've always said that's the appeal of fairy tales, that you say to little kids, this is the world and it's terrible and bad things will happen. But if you're good and if you do your best, you'll come through. You know, it's that reassurance that we give to kids by showing them the dark side of things. Yeah. Now, you've done several school appearances, I see, from your website. So how do you feel about the young readers you're encountering?
It's funny. It's a real range. My last event was at a Barnes & Noble, and it was for kids who were below the reading level for The Loudness. And The Loudness, there's no, in young adult literature, they call it content, which is cursing or, you know, other sort of questionable elements to the book. There's not really content in The Loudness. It's not really for 7- and 8-year-olds. So my conversations with them were different than my conversations with the 8th- and 9th graders about the book. One of the interesting things is there was a school visit I did for a school in Brooklyn, and for the week preceding the visit, the teacher did sort of lesson plans about Hurricane Katrina because these kids were so young that they didn't really know about it, which I hadn't thought about when I was writing the book. Obviously, Hurricane Katrina kind of, it's not a Katrina book, but it does loom large. There are storms in the book. And the readership is not really educated about that part of Louisiana history on a national scale now, which I thought was really interesting.
Were you here for Katrina, or were you already in New York?
I was in graduate school. Actually, I was in graduate school in Boston, and I was visiting New York, and I had a bunch of friends from New Orleans who were up visiting in New York with me, so they ended up staying with us in Boston for quite a long time.
Oh, wow. But it does bring home a lot of the problems of that era, and it is a really interesting transformation of the landscape and the difficulties of that time period, which I certainly enjoyed. Now, the stage seems pretty clearly set for a sequel, so is that underway?
That's definitely something that I'm working on now. I love a superhero origin story, but I also like all of the issues that come after that, where the superhero sort of has the powers and is doing what they do. It's interesting. The universe that I've created is not a black and white universe. It's really defined by gray areas. There's even sort of a metaphorical gray area that surrounds the primary city. So it's been interesting sort of seeing what a superhero does in shades of gray rather than the typical sort of black and white.
Well, you've opened up a lot of doors, so it'll really be interesting to see Henry Long walk through them. We've been talking with New Orleans native Nick Courage, whose new middle grade novel is The Loudness. Nick, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.